Obamacare looks different in every state. In Oregon, the focus of the health care overhaul is on coordinating care, getting doctors, nurses, and hospitals to work more effectively together to keep patients healthy and to eliminate waste. To do that, the federal government gave Oregon $2 billion to reorganize its system. That's a lot of money to make the system more efficient. So, how will success be measured? A Christian Fodenvenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports on how health officials are holding themselves accountable.
There are hundreds, if not thousands, of ways to track the health of a population. You could measure the average blood pressure, the rate of mental illness, or the average weight. Sarah Bartleman is a measurement expert with the Oregon Health Authority. She says it was hard to boil the list down.
A lot of the discussion and the conflict was where the data would come from and if it was something the state could easily report on.
But Oregon decided on 33 measures, and they crossed the medical spectrum. Well, let's take a look at one of them, an effort to measure how often doctors ask patients if they're abusing drugs or alcohol.
There are a couple of ways a practice could do this. They could start with a pre-screen, so that would just be one question that a doctor would ask. It could be part of your vital stats when they're taking your blood pressure. They could also ask, do you use alcohol? Do you use drugs? And that would be yes or no. And if the patient indicated that they did for either one of those, that would then trigger a longer screening.
Just to be clear, the goal is to get doctors to refer patients to a service. Patients don't actually have to go to be counted, but they have to be referred. It's a measure that Oregon has created on its own, so there's no national standard. To figure out where to start, Oregon Health and Science University looked into how often doctors currently ask patients not just whether they smoke or drink, but whether they abuse those substances. Lori Coyner of the Oregon Health Authority says the answer was virtually never.
This is a difficult subject for doctors to talk about with patients.
So, since doctors aren't asking the question, the baseline was set at zero. The state then had to decide where to set the goal. The university looked at a group of local doctors who started asking about substance abuse and found that after a couple of years, 44% had managed to set up a system to do it on a regular basis. So, says Sarah Bartleman, Oregon's metric and scoring committee felt a goal of 44% was achievable.
The committee wrestled with setting a benchmark that seemed so high, 44% compared to approximately 0% now.
As might be expected, not everyone's happy with the new measurement. Rick Hangartner runs an electronic health records company. He thinks it doesn't go far enough to help people battling drugs or alcohol.
And the big problem is finding a treatment program that can actually take them, that works for them. So it's got to be not only that we've identified, you know, people with problems, that if the whole point is improving health, we got to show some follow-through.
So it's easy to see how setting up new measurements can quickly become controversial, and the state's going through something like this for all 33 of these measurements. On top of that, Oregon has to worry about timing. Rehab for drug abuse or alcoholism could save the state a lot of money, but often those savings show up in the long run. In the short term, rehab's expensive, and the feds have given Oregon just 5 years to prove it can reduce increases in medical costs. And if the state fails, it faces some substantial fines. For NPR News, I'm Christian Fodenvenzel in Portland.
And Christian Fodenvenzel's story comes to us through a partnership of NPR, Oregon Public Broadcasting, and Kaiser Health News.